You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind.
It's peanut butter jelly time! Peanut butter jelly time! Way yeah! Way yeah!
You've just crossed over into
the danger zone!
Welcome to the Danger Zone. I'm Jerome.
And I'm Robbie V.
Sponsored by
Madison's on Dallin.
Which we had a great time at last night, taco show. And something I got to get to real fast here. It worked, man. It worked. All that naked rain dancing we were doing last night with all those people, and we all got naked and did that big rain dance. It's coming to flood.
I don't remember that.
You don't?
Like I said, stuff got really strange last night. There's some things I'm not proud of. In the past couple days, it's been that way.
Are you kidding? It's raining. I'm very proud of what happened. No.
Well, yes, I'm proud that it's raining, but I'm not proud of some of what I've done. God.
It's all good. It's all good. All right, man, listen, we've got a great show lined up for today. We're going to do some giveaways, as well as we've got a Butch Watch coming up today. We're going to throw out a little Butch Watch. And
Butch Watch.
Before I get into this Casey Anthony thing, because you know I've still got a bit, I've got more on this. I've just got to talk about it. Let's open the phone lines. The phone lines are 898-4400, 898-4400. Call in if you want to weigh in on any of our topics today. We'll be talking about everything from Ford Park here locally to as well as Casey Anthony. So we'll go nationally. You name it, we're going to talk about everything. What, you want to say something? Go ahead.
I was just saying the only reason you're a little annoyed is because you're finally educating yourself on different news topics.
Is that right?
You haven't been educated before. And also, it has just come to my attention also that I don't know if they're going to be at BISD. I don't think they come back until the 18th.
That's right. They're out for 2 weeks, aren't they?
Yeah,
so we can't
they
do
get
a Butch
a vacation.
Watch. That's right. Yeah. We can't do our Butch Watch. I forgot about that. Thanks to our good buddy, Jerry Jordan. They're who notified us that they are out for 2 weeks. Forgot about that. Okay, so we X the Butch Watch.
I guess that's 2 weeks of no corruption.
Yes, that's right.
Is that wishful thinking?
No, that's. Are you kidding? Hey, taxpayers, guess what? Your money's safe for 2 weeks. Oh my goodness! All right, some crazy news. I got to get some bizarre. I've got to get some bizarre news out of the way real quick. This one's fantastic. In New York over the weekend, they had some protesters, their motorcycle, bikers who decided to protest because New York came up with the, you must wear a helmet law. And they had a bunch of protesters out over the weekend protesting this law, the new state law that they came out with. During the protest, one of the gentlemen riding a motorcycle, of course, refused to wear their helmets in protest of it all. Somehow between his brakes getting stuck, he hit the brakes, he lost control. He was ejected from his motorcycle, struck his head on the road, got a skull fracture, and died.
I thought every state had a helmet law. York just passed one.
Excuse me. I don't know.
Sounds like those Yankees Southern folk.
We can look that up. You can look that up in a minute. Find out what laws do. I mean, what states do have the law? I'm curious to know which states are included in those or have that law included. But I just there's how ironic that of all things, the man's protesting an anti-helmet, and the doctor. And this is actually quoted. The doctor actually said if he simply had been wearing his helmet, his death could have been prevented, but he was protesting wearing the helmet, and he ended up dying in the protest. How ironic is that? What a horrible thing. I mean, but it goes to show you that
you should always wear your helmet.
You know what? There's something you have to educate yourself on anyway. It has nothing to do with necessarily you being a bad driver, whether you're on a motorcycle or a bicycle or a car or a truck or anything else. It's the fact that you've got to worry about all the other idiots that are crazy out there that aren't paying attention. That's the biggest thing. It's not really, because there are a lot of fools out there. Just like we were talking the other day about the truck that crashed in the car, got it up against a guardrail, and the guy shot the truck driver in the leg.
It's not about how...
That's road rage.
It's the other people on the road, really.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. And now, of course, everybody wants to blame it. Always wants to blame it on the other person.
I was about to say, I wasn't even listening to what you were saying. I was kind of looking up this whole law about helmets, which states don't have a law.
And I've got another bizarre news, little news bit here. In Mexico City, a prisoner hoped to take a road trip to freedom while he was, of course, in prison there. He packed himself into his girlfriend's suitcase. He got naked and put on his underwear and packed himself into his girlfriend's suitcase. And, of course, they said the guards got suspicious whenever she started to leave. It was a conjugal visit. And when she started to leave, she had this big – she was very nervous, and she was willing out. They called it a bulging bag after the conjugal visit with the prisoner. And they unzip it, and he's packed. The picture is actually, I've got a photo in front of me. It's really funny. He has completely packed himself into a ball. I swear he looks like a rattlesnake ready to strike coming out of the bag right now. And so the funniest part about this is now that they did that, now she's facing criminal charges for trying to help him escape. So now she's going to end up in prison. We've got to cut to a break. When we come back, folks, we've got some topics we're going to talk about. Casey Anthony and Ford Park, you're in the danger zone, folks. Stick around.
It's Janet Stone. For the next 60 seconds, we're going to talk about losing weight. And I mean get serious about losing weight. It's all based around the goji berry, a breakthrough in weight loss. One solution with real weight loss results. And it's the only product that works. Goji juice helps your body to naturally lose pounds. It's designed to help your body fight that abdominal fat by reducing the production of stress. The goji berry provides your body with fiber and nutrients to fight toxins in the body. The KSET receptionist lost 6 pounds in 1 week. Can you say, sign me up, ladies and gentlemen? I guarantee you're going to love it. Your weight loss hotline numbers are 284-2010, 291-6869, 284-2010, 291-6869. I don't know about you, but I need more energy. I need to control my appetite. I need to lose weight. Who doesn't need that? I guarantee you're going to love it. It's the only thing that works. Take 2 ounces before each meal and voila, slimmer and healthier. Try the goji berry today. I am. Your hotline numbers to lose weight, 284-2010, 291-6869.
Do you wish you could find a mechanic that understood your schedule and could pick up your car from your office or home? A mechanic that could have a rent car waiting for you at his shop? How about a mechanic that has a nice clean car to drive you back to work in? Would you like to be able to schedule your car repair and maintenance on his website? Do you wish he had a 24-hour emergency number that he would answer himself? As great as all that sounds, it works even better. Clark Winslow at East Tex Automotive between Beaumont and Lumberton at Tram Road has built the finest auto repair shop in Texas. East Tex Automotive repairs all brands of cars and trucks from diesels to Rolls Royces. East Tex Automotive has all the computer diagnostic equipment to analyze every make of car or truck. Clark goes above the standard warranties. He guarantees all his work for 24 months or 24,000 miles. That's amazing. Go to the website, easttexautomotive.com, or go by the shop on Highway 69 at Tram Road.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome
and Robbie V.
Sponsored by the World Gym in Beaumont.
Yes.
And a great place to go. We're also sponsored, we mentioned earlier, Madison's. I want to talk about Madison's for a second. We had a great time last night.
Yes.
I want to talk about some other things at Madison's. I want to talk about their food. We're always talking about drinking there, but let's talk about their food.
Their food is fantastic.
Their food is phenomenal. And for anybody out there during the daytime, you want to get some great lunch. I highly recommend going by Madison's. The good part is the prices are they're the same prices you'll pay if you go get fast food. I mean, you go get a meal at a chicken place or something like that,
or Subway,
or whatever. Yeah. It'll cost you just as much as you can go in there and you can sit down and have a great meal over at Madison's during the daytime.
You've got great staff over there.
The great staff's fantastic. And the food, the quality of food, though, the thing is you get such a great quality of food whenever you go and eat there. And it's not the fast food, you know.
And that's the thing is the owners and the management, they pride themselves on being able to provide you an amazing meal for a great price. And
absolutely, for a cheap price.
Exactly.
And also, for if you're there, if you're watching your weight or you're trying to, you know, you're trying to maintain a diet or anything like that, they have all kind of food that can accommodate you as well there. And
absolutely.
And they've got a great menu, and all you got to do is step into Madison's, and they'll hook you up during the daytime. Be sure and tell them that you heard about it in the Danger Zone. So
I found motorcycle helmet laws.
Did you?
Yes.
All right. So what's the deal with it?
There is only 3 states left that do not have a motorcycle helmet law. Illinois, Iowa, and New Hampshire. There is laws requiring all motorcyclists and bicyclists to wear a helmet in 20 states and the District of Columbia. There's laws that require motorcyclists to wear a helmet that are in place in 27 states. 3 states have no laws.
Wow. Okay. I do want to off the subject real quick. I know I'm jumping real quick on you on this one. But off the subject, we had our first office giveaway, lunch giveaway yesterday, and we met with Amber.
Over at Aflac.
And the Aflac group. Yep, we met with them today. We went and had lunch at Goodfellas. So you guys, if you are listening right now, we want to tell y'all thanks again. We had a great lunch with all you guys. We appreciate your office and your staff. We had a fun time, and I love all the gossip.
Oh, so. Yes.
they
could gossip.
Yes, they can. That was fantastic. Ooh. And we learned a little more about Aflac insurance while we were there as well.
We learned a lot about just insurance in general.
Yeah, that's true.
But Aflac in particular.
That's right. So anyhow, we want to tell you guys thank you. And like I said, we are going to have some more giveaways. Starting next week, we're going to give away 2 office lunches throughout the week, next week. And right up front, let me go ahead and prep everybody for this. We'd love for you guys to join us. And what we'd like you to do also is you can go onto our Facebook and you can log on to The Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V on the Facebook page there. Just click like, hang in there, and every day we'll update you guys on our website and let you know what time we're coming on during the day, of course, and remind you. And we'll also tell you what days we're going to have the giveaways, the office lunch giveaways. So, and these lunches are for a party of 8 out of your office, and you get,
yes.
And of course, me and Robbie. So, and we'll have a great time. And they did a great job at Goodfellas today too. They really, the food was insane. That was very good. Anyhow, all right. So a couple other topics I wanted to get to. First of all, let's do something we haven't gotten into in a while. Sports.
Sports.
Let's talk about, first of all, let's talk about the labor updates.
I'll let you handle labor updates. I got some cool sports stuff too.
This is probably one of the most important weeks yet right now. I mean, they have to come to a decision. If they don't, then we're about to start getting into the point to where we're going to start losing part of the season. So it's like crucial that they start right now. I really hate this because I love the NFL. Don't get me wrong. I love college football as well, but I'm really big on NFL, and I don't want to miss my teams, you know? And it's going to really suck if they don't come to a conclusion here pretty soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It will.
I know. And so I'm, you know, and I hate the fact that they're all fighting, but, you know, on both sides, you know what the problem is? It's greed.
Well, Jerry Jones announced the day that training camp would start in San Antonio, I believe, is where the Cowboys are training.
Okay.
And all of it hinges really on if the labor dispute is settled, but Jerry Jones seems to be pretty pretty optimistic, I guess.
Well, I hope so. I hope so for the good of all of us. I mean, come on. If nothing else, all it's going to do is just make people angry at the NFL for a lot longer period of time.
Oh, yes.
You know, and because it's just stupid. First of all, players need to quit their griping because they already get enough money as it is. Let's just be realistic. Come on. They make an absolute fortune. And the owners, you guys are owners because you've already got more money than you know what to do with anyway. So just settle this and get it done. I hate anytime they get any sport gets into this is always just drives me crazy. Something you wanted to talk about today, Mr. Pitcher,
Roger Clemens, the Rocket.
Yep, come on with it.
He's going to trial.
Yeah, for so explain to the audience for those who don't know what's going on.
He's lying, or he lied to the House of Representatives about steroid use. And they indicted him, and he gets to go to trial on, I believe it's perjury. Which he'll probably get off, because as we discussed today at lunch, he's considered probably the greatest pitcher that, I mean, when I was growing up. Yeah.
You know, I argued at lunch and said I loved Randy Johnson. That's just me. But once again, y'all made a couple of good points. Y'all threw out some stats. I get it. You know, the sad part about this is that he's probably going to end up getting he'll probably end up getting some kind of sentence off of this. They'll probably crack down on him, but they'll let Casey Anthony go.
Oh, well. I'm willing to bet that – never mind. I'm not even going to go that far. I was not going to say what was said at lunch. I was tempted to say that.
Well, we'll discuss this, and then you might have – after the break, you'll have to let me know what you were going to say during the break, and then we'll talk about it.
We might bring it up.
All right, so, folks, you're in the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V. We'll be back here in just a second. Stick around. We're going to listen to some of the people who help us pay for the show.
Your 401k is turning to dust. Your IRA is wasting away. The U.S. Treasury is printing funny money, paper dollars like mad. And every single day, your net worth is worth less and less. Widespread fear of hyperinflation is coming down on you like a sledgehammer. Do something now, before it's too late. Buy gold, direct and wholesale, with United Gold Group.
Since 2001, the U.S. dollar has lost nearly 40% of its value in global markets. At the same time, gold prices have tripled. Many experts predict the price of gold will climb above $2,000 by the end of this year. Now is the time to buy from us, direct and at wholesale prices. Call us now and learn the secrets to the direct wholesale gold market.
United Gold's 2010 Investor Kit explains the advantages of buying gold direct and wholesale, and it's yours absolutely free. Call today and you'll also get the secrets on how to own gold in your retirement account. Call now, 800-610-2650. 800-610-2650. That's 1-800-610-2650.
Hello, friends. This is James Dabney. I've been a customer of Woodworkers Paradise for most of my adult life. Woodworkers Paradise is located at the south end of Lumberton on Highway 96 South. Woodworkers Paradise is the largest dealer of Freud saw blades, router bits, shaper cutters, and planer knives between Houston and New Orleans. I believe Freud cutting tools to be the very best. Freud manufactures their own Tico high-density carbide to make the sharpest and longest-lasting cutting edges I have ever used. I'm advising you to buy all your Freud blades and bits from my friends at Woodworkers Paradise. It doesn't matter if you're a hobbyist or if you're a cabinet maker. You will make new friends and find the Freud tools you need at Woodworkers Paradise.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome
and Robbie V.
Sponsored by the World Gym in Beaumont. Again, I do want to talk about them for a second as well. The World Gym in Beaumont, folks. I love it. They have a motto or a creed, and I love this. It says, in 1976, it all began here. The iconic celebrity fitness scene. The serious, no-nonsense workout. The commitment to always remain a true gym, not a resort. Which, you know what? Robbie, everything is becoming so poppy that sometimes it takes away from the real reason why you go to these places. And the main thing is, man, you're there to get fit. And their passion at World Gym, folks, is to help you get fit, get in shape, and to help you become healthier. Of course, the more you're in shape, the more healthier you are. It's a place where great shape is an authentic passion, where you belong among friends, where everyone's a star, and you have the power to lift yourself to greatness. This is World Gym, legendary since 1976. It's a great place to go, folks. They offer a lot of things for the guys. I love it. When Jody was in here last, we were talking, and he mentioned, of course, he's big into martial arts or mixed martial arts, yes, and MMA and all that. If you want a great place to go and train and pick up some great martial arts experience, The World Gym is a fantastic place to go and train for some of these real, you know, if you like the cage fighting, this is a place to go to train away. So we love you out there, Jody. So you guys are great. Keep it up. And I'm going to go in and I'm going to jump in the ring with him here soon.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to jump in the ring with Jody, and he's probably going to beat the hell out of me. But that's
I'm going I'm going to film it and put it on YouTube. By the way, I'm also going to be looking for a new co-host afterwards.
He's coming. He's coming back on the show here soon. We're trying to reschedule. Think, him coming back in.
I think everybody in the production booth wants you to lose to Jody
to see if he beat the crap out of me. He's coming back on. You know, if you've never heard his story of what happened to him years back in California, you would be mind blown what this man has gone through. And it's amazing. And I think it's really, I think it's a credit that what's happened to him, the experiences that he went through and the trauma that he went through, and then came back, got fit, got in shape, and now owns the World Gyms in Beaumont. You know, it's a really amazing story. But we'll talk about it when he comes on here soon, actually, probably next week. So it'd be a great thing to check out. All right, so now let's get to some trivia. Phone lines are open, 898-4400, 898-4400. I'm going to keep this simple. I'm going to keep it simple because you were talking about one of your earlier today at lunch. Robbie was talking about one of his favorite actors of all or actresses of all time.
I was?
Yeah, and we're going to talk about her. I made it part of the trivia question. All right, so here we go. How old was Shirley Temple when she received an honorary Oscar? How old? I'm going to keep it easy.
Really? I said none of this.
I think maybe you just said you wanted Shirley Temple to drink. Maybe that's what it was. Anyhow, how old was Shirley Temple when she received an honorary Oscar? All right, and phones are lighting up, so we'll get to those callers here in just a second. Meanwhile,
can I get fired from this show?
Local news, and then we'll get to this Casey Anthony thing coming up soon. And I do want to hear from everybody on this Casey Anthony. I want more opinions. I want people calling in here in a little bit and letting us know. I want to know how you feel, folks, about Casey Anthony. Who dropped the ball? Was it the prosecution? Do you believe she's innocent? And if you do, I'd love to hear from you as well. I haven't found anybody that said that yet, but we'll figure it out. Uh-oh, we've got a call.
I love this. Let's do it.
All right, let's go ahead and do this. We've got a call on line 3. All right, caller, you're in the danger zone with Jerome and Robbie V. I know who we're speaking with, but let's tell the audience.
Good evening, everybody. It is me, kiddies, Dr. Cal Thomas, reporting to you live from the Triviatron 2000. High above the skies of I don't know where I am.
How are you today, Dr. Thomas?
I am simply delicious, gentlemen. How are thee?
We are good. So did you have a great 4th of July weekend?
I had a great 4th of July weekend. Thank you very much. You know, I like to spend my time with my BFFs down at the lovely Seabrook State Park, but unfortunately, we were asked to leave this weekend for illicit activities, as it were.
Well, really? So what would those have been? I mean, what happened? Who were you with? You said your BFFs. Who might that be?
You know, me and Calvin Walker and the BISD Posse, we like to travel light these days because of the uncertainty that we may have to be asked to leave at a moment's notice, as it was, because certain unsavory people might be trying to take pictures of me, giving away things to the children at other houses other than BISD.
Well, man, I'm glad you had a great weekend. So what's your plans? Supposedly, you guys are on vacation for 2 weeks.
Well, we are on vacation, but I am not allowed to tell you the location. We are at an undisclosed location. Me and myself and, of course, Calvin Walker and the rest of the posse, we took the money from the chairs that we sold for scrap, and we bought some plane tickets to, let's just say, a nice savory destination where the ladies are very savory.
Well, listen here. We appreciate you calling in again, Dr. Thomas. Do you have an answer for the trivia question?
I have an answer for the trivia question.
Okay. What's your answer, sir?
1,000. She was 1,000, which is exactly the amount of money I make each month as a vehicular stipend, which is almost 3 times as much as I pay my assistant.
Well, listen, that is the incorrect answer, but once again, we do appreciate
Dr. Thomas never has an incorrect answer. I'll make me come down there and whip that big-headed cheeseburger 11 points ass.
All right, well, thank you for calling, and we appreciate you. Have a wonderful day. Thanks again. I got to go. cut him off. I had to cut him off. Oh, this gentleman that calls in is Dr. Carol Thomas is fantastic. And we've told him 1,000 times, feel free to call in anytime you want. And every time we get a call in and we see it, it cracks me up. All right. Once again, I'm going to give away some movie passes to Hollywood Theaters, sponsored by Hollywood Theaters. We are looking for a correct answer. The question is, how old was Shirley Temple?
I kind of want a cheeseburger now.
How old was Shirley Temple when she received an honorary Oscar? Folks, start guessing at some numbers. Come on, it can't be that much. She was only popular when she was young. We're going to cut to this break. When we come back, we'll find a correct answer. We'll give away some passes, and we'll talk about Casey Anthony. But first, also when we come back, what's going on with Ford Park right now? This you don't want to miss. Stick around.
CBS News Update. I'm Harley Carnes. The president answers questions at his Twitter town hall meeting at the White House.
My expectation is that over the next week to 2 weeks, that Congress, working with the White House, comes up with a deal that solves our deficit, solves our debt problems, and makes sure that our full faith and credit is protected.
The White House invited about 140 people to the meeting, including 30 who follow the president on Twitter and who paid their own way to be there. As for the debate over national debt and taxes, Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell.
It's an opportunity to see if the president is finally willing to agree on a serious plan to pay our bills without killing jobs in the process.
Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin.
To say that there is no person so wealthy in America that they couldn't pay a penny more in taxes, and no special interest tax deal so good in America that it couldn't be examined and perhaps reduced, is not a good starting point.
CBS News Update. I'm Harley Carnes.
Let me tell you about something that I absolutely love and something I absolutely hate. Let me start with the thing that I hate. I hate mowing the lawn. I hate cleaning up my yard. I hate doing that kind of work. I hate it so much, I can't tell you how much I hate it. Now let's talk about what I love. A great looking yard. Now, how do I solve this dilemma in my life? The answer is simple. Max's Lawn Service. Max's Lawn Service. With 26 years of experience and personal attention to every detail on every job, Max personally walks the yard to make sure that you are 100% satisfied. And if you've ever seen a beautiful yard, the Golden Triangle, you've probably seen the work of Max's Lawn Service. For example, when people walk by your yard, they can say one thing or another. They can either say,
no, no, no.
Or they can say,
what a smart guy he is.
And you know which one you want. I want you to call Max's Lawn Service, the Golden Triangle's landscape specialist, Max's Lawn Service, 350-0928 or 350-1315. Max's Lawn Service.
I'm Chris Earl Phillips with your official KSET Weatherbug forecast. For this afternoon, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 93. Then tonight, partly cloudy and low around 77. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 94.
And that's the latest official KSET Weatherbug forecast from AM 1300. Brought to you by Overhead Door Company of Beaumont, the original overhead door company. For the talk of Southeast Texas, I'm Chris Earl Phillips, KSET News.
Starting next month, we will be able to remove 10,000 of our troops from Afghanistan by the end of this year.
When news breaks,
when it affects you,
and we will bring home a total of 33,000 troops by next summer. Our mission will change from combat to support.
The latest news and headlines on AM 1300 KSET.
We're still looking for a correct answer on the trivia question to give away some movie passes to Hollywood Theaters.
I had
a bunch of great movies coming out here. I'm Jerome.
And I'm Robbie V. And I had a text message come across with the answer, but they've won way too much from us lately.
Yeah, can't happen then.
Or they've attempted to win way too much from us.
Can't happen. And we've gotten some other ones but during the break, but they're so far all the wrong answers. So we can get this. We can get this. Come on, folks. Waiting for a correct answer. 898-4400. 898-4400. How old was Shirley Temple when she received an honorary Oscar? Looking for the first correct answer. I want to talk about something pulled up here, and it's kind of it's crazy. Like, our city doesn't do enough crazy things as it is. But
well, Ford Park would be county.
Well, county. Ford Park. And that's correct. County business, pardon me. Ford Park, and so the latest on this, if you haven't read about it, is now they are thinking about, well, turning it into courtrooms and the probation department.
You've got to be kidding me.
No. No.
So what, we're going to have an amphitheater that you can go pay your taxes at?
Yeah.
Wow, I get to go walk up on stage. And
well, guess what? Newsflash, in case nobody figured this out yet. So far, it's still struggling to attract entertainment acts and do well with it. All right, so
I see a message.
Across. I know it's okay. It's okay. It's still struggling. I know. I see it. I'm passing on it at the moment.
Okay.
We'll get to that in just a minute. Yeah, it's struggling to get entertainers in. So now we have to figure out what we're going to do with Ford Park. So obviously, we're going to turn it into probation offices and courtrooms, and they thought it'd be great to be used for jury selection every week. Since and
wow,
yeah, and the excuse is that or one of the excuses is that hey, a lot of people are always complaining about the parking lots in parking, and they were thinking about having to build a parking garage downtown. But instead of doing that now, instead of costing the county millions of dollars, they'll spend millions of dollars turning Ford Park into.
So what are we going to do with the current courthouse?
I don't know.
How about you're going to do a magic show at the current courthouse, and they're going to move out to Ford Park?
That's exactly. We'll start bringing entertainment into the old courthouse.
Yeah, I mean, we could easily pack out the old courthouse.
This is as bad as BISD trying to take all this money and put it build a hotel.
I'm just waiting. waiting for the day that we have the BISD or what is it? Just amphitheater, everything, courthouse, everything's gonna be BISD.
This is right. This is crazy. Let's get to the phones real quick. Let's see. We've got a few callers that are trying to get some answers in. All right, you're in the danger zone with Jerome and Robbie V. Who am I speaking with?
It is me, Jesse Hayes.
Oh my goodness. Really? How did I end up pushing your line first? Okay, come on. It sounds like Dr. Carol Thomas, but now it's Jesse Haynes.
You know, we are quite possibly one and the same, for therefore you have never seen us in the same spot at the same time, so the rumors are true. It is me, Jesse Haynes, Carol Thomas. It is I.
Don't tell me you're calling with an answer as Jesse Haynes now.
No, I'm not calling with an answer. I knew my previous answer was correct, and I look forward to that delicious lunch tomorrow. But I just want to remind everybody to pay your property tax.
Well, thank you very much for calling in and reminding us to pay our property taxes. We appreciate it. Thank you, sir. We can't get rid of him now.
No, but I love it.
I do, too. He's actually really funny. All right, so no answers today. No answers. Nobody wants to give us any answers yet. No correct answers. All right, we'll keep waiting for an answer. Meanwhile, let's get back to this. Here we go. I've been dying to get to her, so let's do this.
All right, let's do it.
Casey Anthony. I want opinions. Folks, do you believe that this was wrong of us to let her go? Do you think that we did have a case? Do you think it was a bad judgment on the jury? Do you think the prosecution dropped the ball? I want to hear your opinions, folks. You can call in right now, same number, 898-4400, and give us your opinion. I would love to hear what you think about this whole Casey Anthony scenario. It's really crazy that the things that have gone on, and although I didn't passionately follow the trial, Robbie, since the verdict, I have just totally ducked because I didn't have time to really, watch the trial constantly or anything like that. And I got bits and pieces that went along. But now I'm back and since the verdict, I'm trying to find out, okay, what really went down and how crazy could this be? Somebody sent you a pic today.
Which one?
Somebody sent you a pic on I saw at lunch.
Are you talking the OJ and Casey Anthony pic?
Giving each other a hug?
Yes. Or how about the pic of her partying in the Ohio State jersey?
I didn't see that one.
And what about that comment that was left on the Blitz wall?
What was the comment?
Well, the Blitz does What Are the Odds Wednesdays.
Right.
And someone posted on the Blitz wall, what are the odds that she can get away with another murder before the Astros win the World Series?
That's right. It said, what are the odds that she actually has another kid and kills her next kid?
Before the Astros win a World Series.
In
all seriousness, honestly, what it comes down to, in my eyes, is the prosecution dropped the ball completely. They did, and the media hyped up this case to the level of that it's a slam dunk, we can easily win this, and then the prosecution literally just decides to hand a...
You know, you keep saying, and I know you keep
hand a rock over to him and say, okay,
you keep reverting back to the prosecution. I have an issue with that. I think anytime somebody says, hey, I took my daughter's body and I tossed it. Okay, to me, and everything else that went on, everything that she said about what went down, it technically to me was a confession.
The prosecutor was so arrogant in how he presented the case, laughing at the defense attorney as he's making what ends up being the winning closing argument. And really, I mean, the jury sees that.
We've got a caller. Let's get to this caller real quick. And before we cut to this break, and let's see what we've got going on here. You're in the danger zone with Jerome and Robbie V. Who am I speaking with?
This is Tim.
Hey, Tim. How are you today, sir?
Doing all right.
What can we do for you, Tim?
See if anybody answered the question yet.
The trivia question?
Yeah.
Not yet, my man.
How about February 27th, 1935?
Okay. Well, how old was she? Not the year.
6 years old.
She was 6 years old. That is the correct answer, Tim. And I tell you what, we'll put together some movie passes. You can come pick them up tomorrow from us here at the station. I'll put you on hold and let our producer get your information. What do you think about this Casey Anthony stuff, or have you even kept up with any of it?
Man, I'm not even going to go there.
I got you, man. We appreciate you calling. Congratulations on winning some passes. I'm going to put you on hold. Thanks for calling, Tim.
Great show, Jerome.
Thank you, buddy. All right. So, anyhow, this whole Casey Anthony thing is just it's disturbing. We've got to cut to a break here in just a second. I think he's taking down the information. So I'll say this why he's doing that before we cut. You know, it doesn't get more obvious. And I don't understand. I mean, I understand that they're looking for DNA, which they couldn't produce. They're looking for hard evidence.
The burden of proof is on the prosecution, you know, not the defense. I think she's guilty. 100%. I am not going to have anybody try to twist this and say I think that she's innocent. No, she is guilty. She deserves to go to jail and fry. Not even fry. She deserves to rot for what she did. Here is where it comes down to. And in the way the judicial system is set up, the burden of proof is on the prosecution. If the prosecution drops the ball and decides they don't want it, or they want to mess up the case, the defense wins.
We'll talk more about this when we come back from this break. Stick around, folks. You're in the danger zone.
Larry's Old Time Trade Days this weekend features CabinetJewelry.com. Bob and Mary have the biggest selection of cabinet hardware, hinges and knobs, bathroom vanities and mirrors, lock sets for all types of doors, and specialty screws. When you are restoring that antique furniture or building new ones, think Cabinet Jewelry for all of your hardware needs. Visit Larry's Old Time Trade Days off I-10 East at exit 829 in Winnie, Texas.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. In fact, it's the only fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere between 8 to 30 years. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-970-2611 or go to quickenloans.com.
Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
If you want a smart, affordable, fun way to get around, then check out Honda's all-new stylish CBR250R. The fuel-injected CBR250R has a smooth, shifting 6-speed transmission and a low 30.5-inch seat height. So if you want to throw a leg over one right now, come on to Cowboy Honda in Beaumont on I-10. Oh yeah, did I mention the CBR250R gets up to 77 miles per gallon? Yeah, that's 77 mpg. 77 miles per gallon. See the all-new CBR250R and the full line of new Hondas at Cowboy Honda in Beaumont.
Honda fuel economy estimates are based on EPA exhaust emission measurement test procedures and are intended for comparison purposes only. Your actual mileage may vary.
CowboyHondaBeaumont.com.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome
and Robbie V.
Sponsored by Bronze Bodies. Speaking of Bronze Body, I talk about this a lot because I've gotten incredible results myself from it, and I know I've had the privilege of actually having it done. But if you're interested in losing inches off of that waistline, if you want to knock down inches, if you want to go down a pant size, two pant size, three, four, five, 6 inches. You want to go more than that. I know of people who have had this done already who have actually gone down 14 inches off of their waistline, which is absolutely fantastic. But it's called the Lipotron, folks. You can find it at Bronze Body in Beaumont here. And what you do is it's real simple. You call them up. You ask to speak to Tiffany. Tiffany will set you up an appointment. She'll come in. She'll explain everything. And you can actually go in, and you don't have to. If you're not sure whether you want to have it done, the best thing you can do for yourself is still walk in that door and tell them you would like to, you know, see what this does. And they will explain it to you. They will show it to you. And then you can make up your mind right there. But I'm telling you right now, it's an amazing process. It's simply designed to burn the fat in your body without having to worry about any type of like liposuction or surgeries or any type of and technically, you can still eat all the food you want to eat. There's so much you can do. It also tightens up the skin for those who have problems with cellulite or anything like that. It works miracles on your body. It's called the Lipotron. It's a highly sophisticated machine designed specifically to do what I'm telling you about right now. I've gone in and I tell it all the time. I lost 1 inch in 40 minutes off of my – I went down a pant size in 40 minutes. And while you're there
– it's gained it back.
And I've actually kept it off. I've actually lost more, Robbie. But the thing is you go in and there's no downtime. It's zero downtime. You can do this on your lunch break, folks. You can do this on your lunch break and literally be down a pant size on your lunch break and be back at work. There's zero downtime. And you go in, and it's painless as can be. Matter of fact, I always say it feels like a hot rock massage. And if you want to take it off the arms, if you have problems, if you're worried about your thighs or your legs, go in and ask for Tiffany. She'll hook you up. Anybody that signs up right now with Bronze Body and this Lipotron, tell them that the Danger Zone, you heard it here. And we will also give you four tickets to Schlitterbahn. Four tickets to Schlitterbahn. You can take that good-looking body you're working on and take it out there and have a great time. Enjoy some water during this heat. Although today we actually have rain. So that rain dance we talked about earlier worked really good.
Oh, yes. I was actually just reading a couple of people saying that Vider is starting to flood a little bit.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, that won't last long. The ground's too dry. It'll soak that up pretty fast. That'll be soaked up in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. I mean, this is about two or three people. I mean, so I don't know if it's really happening out there.
All right. Well, I did want to give a quick shout out to a buddy of mine also while we're here. I just want to tell, because today we've been working some stuff I've been talking to James McNutt over at Kinzel Ford. And hey, James, thanks for being patient with us, buddy. I told you, thank you for being patient with us. He's a great guy. I'm a good guy. Just want to give him a quick shout out.
You were talking James McNutt, right?
Yes, James McNutt.
Because we also got another James on line one.
Oh, we do have James on line one. All right, let's see what he wants real quick. Let's check the phone lines. All right, you're in the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V.
Hello? Oh, my God.
Yes.
I've been on hold the whole drive from Houston.
What you said earlier when you called, you wanted to stay on hold.
Yeah, it was the only way I could listen to it. It cut out in analog.
Okay. So what's going on, man?
I wanted to call and thank y'all for an awesome lunch today for Aflac. That was awesome.
Yo, you're very welcome, man. It was a great lunch. The food was fantastic. What did you end up getting? You got the burger, didn't you?
Yeah, I had that awesome Goodfellas burger.
Yeah, Goodfellas.
Oh my
it had
God. Sausage
it was,
and a burger.
That's what it is. And what do they do? Because Robbie
it's
has been telling me about it.
It's beef and Italian sausage.
It's the burger.
It's the patty.
Yeah.
And then it's got lettuce, tomatoes, goat cheese,
yeah,
pesto. I want to say there's pesto on it.
Okay, feta.
I think so.
Really? Yeah, it looked good, man. They brought it to you, and it looked really good.
Oh, yeah, it was.
That crab dip there is, like, off the chain,
What are you
man.
Talking about? The shrimp?
The shrimp brochet was pretty good. That was good stuff, too. All right. Anyhow, great stuff today. Well, you're welcome, man. I'm glad you enjoyed it, and we thank everybody, all you guys over there at Aflac.
All right. Thanks, guys. I'll let you go. I'm listening online now.
You got it, buddy. Thanks. Anyhow, so we're also going to have another giveaway next week as well, and we'll be doing one at Madison's and one at Goodfellas.
Ooh.
Yep. So next
week
we'll give
two. Really good food.
Yep. We'll give two away. That's correct. So, folks, what you need to do, once again, you need to get in contact with us. Very important. If you want to, go to Facebook, and once you get to Facebook, you can go to AM 1300 KSET. That's AM 1300 KSET. You can click on their Facebook site. Once you're on that, you'll see a tab to the left under the shows that they have here, and we're right up top there. You can't miss it. It says The Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V. If you click on that, you found mine and Robbie's Facebook website there. And hit the like button. And, folks, what we'll do is we'll consistently keep you updated and informed on what's going on and the latest information. Plus, we're posting some pretty crazy stuff up there, too. We've got some.
I think I'm going to post that Casey Anthony OJ picture.
You should. Post it. Post it up there.
And
that
we're
was
gonna
funny.
We're going to post the picture of the Aflac group today.
That was funny. Oh, yeah, yeah. We did get some photos of that. So it was
yes.
a great lunch. Yeah, we'll post that. We've got to cut to a break. We'll let you post that while we're at break. When we come back, we've got a little bit more we're going to talk about. So stick around, folks.
If you're a homeowner, have an office, a business, or a commercial property, well, sooner or later, it'll be redecorating time. And frankly, this is not a job for amateurs. You could end up paying double. Recently, I visited the Decorating Depot in Port Neches, met some very nice folks who really know their business. Diane Stampley, Heather Roebuck, Lori Humphrey, and the owner, Sheila Humphrey. We're talking about a combined experience of several years. These folks have done work all over the area. They know home and commercial property decorating. The business is at 2625 Knoll Street, Port Neches, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and with special appointments on Saturday. Just call 724-6852. By the way, if you're looking for something different in accessories, come see our fabulous selection of vases, urns, plant holders, pictures, paintings, decorative clocks, plus very unique furniture pieces, all at affordable prices. The Decorating Depot. We can make any room come alive. Come in and see us, 2825 Knoll Street, Port Neches, and you'll hear yourself say, wow.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-741-0439. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-741-0439. Again, 1-800-741-0439.
Hello, friends. This is James Dabney. Do you own a dog or cat? Are you trying to figure out what to do with them when you got to go out of town? The Pampered Pet on Needland Avenue in Needland, Texas, can take care of your dog and cat. They can not only board it for you, but they can groom it, they can trim it, they will wash it. They have all the supplies you need. And the owner, Desiree Edelman, is a certified groomer with the International Society of Canine Cosmetologists. Now, that's all the technical stuff, but let me tell you what really matters. They're nice to their dogs. I'm not kidding. You drop your dog off with these people, you don't have to worry about how they're treating your dog. They're going to treat that dog with kindness and friendship. The dog's going to think, you know, I get treated this good at home. I can come here as much as I like because they're friendly. I'm happy with the pampered pet. I'm a happy dog. You don't have to worry about it. Give them a call, schedule an appointment, take your dog to the pampered pet. Your dog will be really glad you did.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V.
Sponsored by
Goodfellas.
Goodfellas.
Dillon's. Dillon's, man. Speaking of Dillon's, they've got some stuff going on we probably should bring up. They've got this weekend. We'll talk about it a little bit. I know they've got, Chris Harper will be playing. Is it this weekend? No, he actually played. Is that correct? No, he played this past weekend. Or is it this weekend? What's today's date? I want to make sure.
Today's the 6th.
Today's the 6th. So he is. He's playing Friday night. Chris Harper and Do Not Destroy will be playing. And we've had Chris in here. Great guy. Love Chris to death. And also, we're getting back in here anyway.
Yes.
And Signature will also be playing on Saturday. You don't want to miss out. And then, of course, next Tuesday, Lee Pelley will be there. He was in yesterday with us.
Yes.
And, man, they've got a great lineup. Jimmy Kaiser Band's coming up soon. Soul Vacation. And listen, Friday
Butt
the
Rocks.
29th is Butt Rocks.
Oh, I love it when Butt Rocks comes in.
Before Butt Rocks, though, you know what else is going to be great? On the 17th.
Pete's Dueling Pianos at Madison's.
The Dueling Pianos at Madison's on the 17th, folks.
Oh, I'm excited about that
kidding?
As well.
I am too, dude. I had the time of my life.
I'm going to be up in the VIP room with a couple friends rented out the VIP.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm going to be up there.
Oh, well, aren't you just special?
Well, no. They're the special ones. Plus, they decided to pay the money.
That's cool.
I'm not paying anything to him.
That's excellent.
They should have never given them money.
Right, right. So, folks, you don't want to miss out. There's so much going on. And we'll try and keep you informed of everything going down. You definitely, these are great places to be. They're great shows. You definitely, the Butt Rock show is always a winner.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that one.
Always a winner. And, so, once again, I'm gonna bring this up, and I'm gonna leave it alone because we're about to have to cut off Zoom. But I do want to bring this up real quick. Once again, I think this whole, and I'm not gonna talk about this tomorrow. I just want to get it out of my system. So let me make my statement. I think this whole verdict on Casey Anthony sucks. All right, that's how I feel about it. It's bull. It's BS. I can't believe it. I'm so frustrated. I'm as frustrated with it as I am with the whole administration that we've got going on right now and everything in our country. It's just it's like everything is just getting you want it to get better, but every time you think it starts to get a little better, you see a little glimmer of light, maybe a little ray of sunshine, then it turns around, everything backfires. I do want to bring up one more topic real quick. And just because it was crazy. So, folks, be careful. This is just something to keep in mind. And please take care during these temperatures that we're having right now. I know today we're getting the rain and the temperatures have dropped. But over this past week, over this past weekend, there was a South Texas woman. She ended up getting charged with manslaughter of her 3-year-old son. Apparently, he became trapped in his family's hot van and he ended up dying. He was outside and found his way into the van, but wasn't sure how to get back out of the van once he got the door shut. And yes, they weren't paying it. Obviously weren't paying attention to where their child went. And it's a horrible, tragic thing, but also, you know, the heat is out there and there's no reason to, you know, just keep hydrated right now. Best thing I can offer during this, this. I'm going to call it the heat stroke we're having right now because that's really what it is. So anyhow, so do you have anything you want to throw out there before we wrap this, Mr. Robbie V?
Not much.
You're caught up. I don't know if you're Facebooking or what you're doing here.
No, I was just reading some feedback and putting some stuff on our Facebook.
I got you.
So
yeah, and if you guys ever want to get in touch with us, once again, jump onto our Facebook. You can also jump onto if you ever want to stream us live. If you're in your cars right now or your vehicles are listening to us on the radio and you happen to have to leave and go in where there's a computer, you can stream us live at mykset.com. That's mykset.com. You can catch us live every day. We are on 5 days a week now, which is still a great thing. I'm really excited about it.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, it was really good. We've gotten so much great feedback, and we want to thank all of our listeners out there because you guys have really made this one of the best shows on AM radio, and we do appreciate it. We're going to let you guys go. We'll see you guys tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Up next, Mr. the one and only Jack Piper.
Somebody call security. I'm Tom Clay, KSET News. A 38-year-old Orange man, suspected of being high on hallucinogenic bath salts, wandered from his hospital room and onto the helicopter pad Monday, according to police. Officers were called to Baptist Orange Hospital around 6:45 p.m., where they found a man with red, glassy eyes laying on the helicopter pad. The security guard helped move the man, who said he'd ingested bath salts, a synthetic substance known to cause hallucinations. Police believe he wandered from the hospital room where he was being treated. The man still had an intravenous needle in his arm, identified by his hospital bracelet. Through his slurred speech, the 38-year-old could not tell police what day it was, where he was, or how he got there, according to the reports. After discharging the man from the hospital and getting jail clearance paperwork, he was arrested and charged with public intoxication. He's being held at the Orange County Jail on a $500 bond. The Gulf of Mexico commercial shrimping season is only 10 days underway, and the shrimpers seem to be optimistic 1 year after the BP oil spill that their catch is going to end up on your plate. Last year, shrimpers were left wondering week to week if they'd still have a business. But even with economic struggles, most everyone is back on their feet and ready to sail out into the Texas waters. Employees hard at work at Marie's Seafood Store in Port Arthur. Owner Marie Nguyen said, 1 year after the oil spill, shrimp prices are unstable, but not because of concern they're tainted with oil.